Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Give me the words that will bring new life. Words on the wings of the morning, the dark night will fade away.
Go to Nehemiah chapter 1. In the book of Nehemiah, it says, in the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month of Chesleel, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity, they are in the province and are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came that when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before God of heaven. Some say, when the walls are broken down. Say it again, when the walls are broken down. It's hard for people to get delivered. Some say, when the walls are broken down. Say it again. When the walls are broken down. It's hard to keep God anointed people that are supposed to be married together to stay together. Say, when the walls are broken down. Say it again. It's hard to keep the saints of God walking in divine health.
Amen.
When the walls are broken down, it's hard to keep the people of God out of depression.
Amen.
When the walls are broken down, it's hard to keep people's minds focused on Jesus.
Amen.
When the walls are broken down, it's hard to get a distinct sound of praise.
Amen.
When the walls are broken down, we have a form of godliness, but no power thereof. When the walls are broken down, we're wide open to whatever the devil wants to do. What's the president so concerned about today, about our nation? Everybody's talking about homeland security. Everybody say homeland security. Because we're so afraid that we might have some Taliban in the nation. Or what if these crazy people over there in the Middle East just get this wild idea to come over here and attack? We don't like having a feeling of having no security. We don't like being threatened in the natural. When we get threatened in the natural, people rise up and say, hey, we got to do something about this. But the saints of God got to realize that you might have your homeland security completely blown away in the realm of the spirit.
Amen.
Anything can happen and you won't know the difference. Anything will dwell right beside you. You won't even know what's going on. You're walking in the flesh and you're not in the spirit. Anybody tell you, hey, look, you better check yourself. Why? Because the walls are broken down.
Amen.
But I tell you what, God wouldn't speak the message unless he was ready to do something about it.
Amen.
See, I remember some places, amen, where they had the wall built up. I mean, they'd start to praise God and the devil would have to run. I mean, deliverance time would come. They'd have deliverance services and they wouldn't say, oh, somebody please come down here and get delivered. They'd say, catch that one. Hallelujah. Let's go back to our scripture. The remnant in verse 3, Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 3. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province in the great are in great affliction and reproach. Some say affliction. That means weak. Boy, they just torn up. Every week we come to church. What are you dealing with today? Oh, I barely got in the door. Pray for me. I don't know. I just feel like giving up. Some say that's afflicted. When the Bible tells us we need to walk by faith and not by sight. We need to be going from glory to glory, not from mess to mess. When you look about you and you see the people of God in great affliction, coming in here and telling us how great God, instead of telling us how good God's been all week long, they're going to tell you what the devil did all night long. I didn't get a week of sleep last night. The devil didn't give me a break. Why? Because they're afflicted. And when you see people that are constantly afflicted in their mind, in their body, in certain areas where, you know, they just can't get totally free or different situations are going on, they just can't make things better. Sometimes it's not necessarily the result of just that one individual's faith. Sometimes they're in a camp that the walls are broken down.
Amen.
in this city, the walls are broken down. And the entire book of Nehemiah is about a man that there was something different about him. There are some people just want to blend around. Oh, nothing going to happen. But every once in a while, you get somebody that looks up and something clicks on the inside of them. Hey, wait a minute. Something ain't right here. Come on now. Hey, something's not right here. And they want to do something about it. I tell you, one of the worst things that ever happens in a dysfunctional family is when they roll along like everything's okay. Ain't nothing going. Oh, everything's just fine. Mama's under the bed drunk. Daddy's out with the neighbor. Kid's been gone for 7 days, but when you ask them what's going on, nobody knows because everything's all right. But every once in a while, you get some real person that's going to get up and say, hey, wait a minute. It could be better. Just because everybody else on your block is messed up doesn't mean your house has to be messed up. Amen. Just because there's no anointing everywhere else doesn't mean you don't have to have one. Amen? Just because everybody else stopped praising God, amen, I don't care if you never see another soul praise God or dance, doesn't mean that you don't praise God and dance. Amen. You ain't seen nobody raptured yet, have you? But it's in the Word. You're believing for it, aren't you?
Amen.
You usually get yourself around some people that you want to be like. I'm getting myself in the Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I want a place where God puts his name. I want a city where the walls are built up. Amen?
Amen.
To where you walk inside that door, you get behind the door, you get with them and say, hey, everything's going to be all right. Somebody's praying in the back room. Somebody's got my back. I'm with some faith-filled people. People are not going to pull me down. People are going to lift me up. That's what it's all about. When you join a church, amen, you should join a fortified community of people. Not just a ship where you get on and everybody's sinking and you watch them jump off like the Titanic. Holy Ghost told me he wants this place to be a safe place for the saved. A safe place for the saved. Glory to God. When you hold the standard, and you just keep the standard out there, you're not going to catch every little thing that rolls in, but you'll get what God wants you to have.
Amen.
A church is a place for the saved.
Amen.
Churches, everybody say seeker friendly. I'm going to teach it this morning. We get these places, that means you can get everything in there and you just be friendly with it. Thank God for it, and that doesn't mean we have to be mean with anybody. You can sit it, you can blend in the crowd and have anything going on in your life. You can carry any devil you want to. You never be confronted. Get away whatever you want to. You just blend in. It's not going to touch your heart. It ain't going to do nothing to you. It's meant to keep you at ease. To occupy your time while you stay where you are. One of the fruits of walls that are broken down, the reason why they didn't want why city walls were so important. How do you think they were able to take the city of Jericho? When they praised around, they prayed and they went around the city wall and then they shouted and the walls came down. And they weren't able to take the city until the walls came down.
Amen.
The devil can't take a church until the walls come down.
Amen.
Mr. Devil, look out. We're going to put the walls back up again. Hallelujah. Yes, yeah, all right to shout this morning. Hallelujah. Where the people can shout and not worry about what nobody thinks. Where you can get full of the Holy Ghost and run around. You're not worried about what anybody thinks. Amen. You're in a protected environment. Where you can get the Word of God. Listen, see, there are places you go real quick. The best place you can find somebody in church and they take you down.
Amen.
You don't have to go to a club. You get the wrong Satan here on the right Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what happens when the walls are broken down. When the walls are broken down, you got to look around the room and say, what's going on? What's that going on back there? What's that going over there? Because when the walls are broken down, any little thing can sneak in under the woodwork, around the crack, over the roof. You don't know what it is. When the wall's broken down, they be teaching Sunday school and you still don't know what's happening. Put the walls back up again. The reason why the walls need to get up because you don't need to fellowship with everything that's out there.
Amen.
Something should happen when you come into this place. It's more than just what goes on the platform and whatever I didn't study that week and whatever song we're singing and what kind of mood we're in. When you walk into the place, you should be walking on the hollow ground saying, oh, wait a minute, there's something different in here. This is a sanctified place. There's something different about these people. Everybody in there's got the presence of God on it. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. You're going to find, we're going to study this whole book of Nehemiah. Not all today, but everybody needs it. We're going to get it. Whenever I teach, I'm going to be hitting some stuff out of the book of Nehemiah. How to get the walls built back up again. Reason why God cleaned the house before we put the walls up, because we'd be trapped in here with them. Hallelujah. It says, be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. Some say, don't be yoked with unbelievers. Today, it's except we come to church and people choose what they want to believe and what they don't want to believe. I don't believe that's necessary. I don't believe this. I don't believe all that stuff. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? Amen. You're not going to go nowhere you don't agree with people. God's ready to do a thing here. He said, look, don't yoke yourself up with every and any little thing that goes on out there.
Amen.
We're not going to mess with you. You just sit up here, sit on the word 2 or 3 years from now, you get it. No, you need to hear the word preached, amen, but I'm not going to yoke with you until you believe.
Amen.
We get yoked with everything and wonder why we pull this way and pull that way and can't go anywhere, amen. Oh, we can't do that today, you know. Sister so-and-so don't believe this. We believe the word of God. And you're not supposed to yoke with anybody that doesn't believe the same thing. Someone say, that level of faith. See, faith comes, you know, but belief is a choice.
Amen.
You don't have to have great faith to believe. You just have to say, I believe that. It's a choice. Unbelief is worse than no faith. No faith is just undeveloped. See, faith is developed because you've heard the word and you've developed it and you're acting on it and stuff like that. But belief is what happens straight up. Wait a minute. Hey, I believe it.
Amen.
Unbelievers are those that choose not to believe. It's a conscious decision in their head. Hey, look, I don't want to believe this. Somebody say unbelief. Don't you hook up with nobody that's in unbelief. It says, be not unequally yoked. Somebody say, don't yoke yourself unequally. You're trying to pray in the Holy Ghost and go for God and everything that's in you, and they still worrying about whether they should come to church or not. You ain't going to go nowhere. Somebody say unequally yoked. You ain't in church Friday night? Well, Friday night, I'm not going to make it Friday night because I got to be at the club this Friday. Next Friday, I'll make service. Come on, don't yoke to that. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion have light with darkness? There are words in my Bible just start to light up. Well, those words said, listen, you have no part in this. That came up in the Bible several times. They would tell people straight, hey, listen, you don't have any part in this. Don't be ashamed of that. Don't be upset about that. Don't you get worked up over that, amen? And what communion of light with darkness, and what concord had Christ with Belial? And what have he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement have the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, and God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them and be their God, and they shall be my people.
Amen.
Therefore, blend in among them. Maybe you'll fool Jesus when he comes. You reading that same scripture I'm reading? Go right there. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. It says, wherefore, blend in. Everybody read it. Come on. Wherefore, blend in among them. It says, wherefore, come out from among them.
Amen.
And then it says, be all mixed up with them. And be ye separated, says Pastor Rod, says the UPC, says the fanatical Christian. Come out from among them.
Amen.
You're not God. You don't know everything.
Amen.
God knows what he's talking about. Wonder why we've lost our power, because we brought everything in and mixed it up. You can't tell the difference.
Amen.
It says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and don't touch it. We got our face, mouth, hands in every little thing that's going on. Don't touch the unclean thing. So you got to watch what you put your hands on and what you touch. Bible says, listen, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Amen. My servants no harm. Amen. Well, there's a word for you too. Don't touch the unclean thing. And I will receive you. How many want to be received of God?
Amen.
How many want God to receive a church?
Hallelujah.
How many want to see what happens? Listen, when churches and people get themselves together, say, "Hey, I'm going to separate myself. Anybody can come if they get born again. And I will be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty." How many want to have a revelation of who you are in Jesus Christ?
Amen.
If you want to have that revelation, you got to come out. He sent me here to build a wall. You can't build a church without a wall. Going on, Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 4. And it came to pass when he heard these words, he sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before God, before the God of heaven. That's revival. That's revival. See, many people say, "Hey, they're out of Babylon. They're in the land of Jerusalem. They're there. They're all right. They're there." Not where they were there, but they were not where God wanted them to be.
Amen.
You can be there and not yet there.
Amen.
Amen. You can be there, but not quite be there. Amen?
Amen.
See, I can be in the Woodlands, Texas, and not quite be there. You can come to church on Sunday morning and not quite be there. Amen?
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, "We're going to get there."
We'll get there.
And we got vision for you.
Amen.
Yeah, we don't want you to feel comfortable where you are. Why can't you just settle where you are? No. This is not where God wants you to be. This is not where I want you to be. Amen?
Amen.
We got higher heights for the people of God. You're supposed to be seated with Christ in heavenly places. You're going to get there. I have to burn everything in here to get you there. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to get there. You're going to get there. You're going to get to the place where we see the signs and wonders. Don't rest until we do. If we wanted to be like everybody else, we'd all just all get in Brother Dean's van and just drive right around the corner and go there. We can be right where we are. Amen. But we want to go someplace. We got vision. More than just a big building. Amen. We got vision of a place where the Spirit of God moves. Where a saint of God is a saint of God.
Amen.
Where people believe not their lives be dear unto themselves. Right here in the Woodlands. When we see where we are right now. And he heard these words. Have you heard? I don't know whether you're looking what's going on. Have you heard what's going on? Have you heard some of the stuff that's happening? Have you heard how people are suffering? Have you heard this one fell away this week? This one has potential to go next week. Have you heard the news? He heard that the walls were down. Let's make a confession. This is not stupidity. This is reality. If you believe this thing, if somebody called me from out of town, if Marty called me today and said, "Hey, I figured out what the deal is," the walls are down. When you go to a doctor, you want to go there and you want to find out what the issue is so you know what to pray about and what you need to make better.
Amen.
Bible says, confess your faults. You'll either be forgiven or healed or whatever. You got to know where you are. Perceive exactly what situation you're in, amen, so you know what you're dealing with. Whenever God tells me what a problem is, I get happy, amen. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. We know where to go.
Amen.
When he saw these things, he was moved. Somebody say moved. If you don't get moved by the things that you see in the body of Christ, you will be moved. God's looking for some people that can get moved. People that don't get moved will be moved. You just can't stay where you are. You got to have something going on the inside. You got to have passion to get over some stuff. Listen, when we see certain conditions and certain things, we should be moved. When we hear about God moving over in Africa, the dead being raised and the saints going out there and 50,000 member churches out there and they driving out an hour out in the middle of the jungle someplace. And we come here, look, and we look at all these empty seats. We should be what? Moved. Responsibility responds. Everybody say responsibility.
Responds.
And only living things can respond. So there are certain people who aren't moved and don't respond to anything because they're dead. sitting up there, everything's okay, but they're dead. They're dead. You ever see people, you ever watch movies and stuff like that? You know, somebody chasing people, they go into a war, and all of a sudden the battle gets real bad, and somebody just frozen stiff, they don't do nothing. Somebody say dead. Dead people can't respond. When you get the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you, you're going to be able to move. You're going to be moved with some things. Dead people can't respond. Only living people respond. Amen. If you want to figure out what you're responding to, figure out what you're responsible for. Your responsibility is only an indication of how you're responding. And if you don't have a responsibility, you're dead. Amen. Oh, Pastor, that's rough. That's rough. It's the truth. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus is coming. And there's a life of the Holy Ghost living and abiding on the inside of you that tells you every day, hey, look, preach the word. Love somebody. Pray. Go to Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. Anybody want to start building the wall? Amen. Who cares how difficult the task is? God's with you. God's with you. But when he saw the multitude, I'm talking about Jesus, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. When you see saints fainting, I ain't going another step. I'm just so tired. I'm so worn out and scattered. They don't have one pastor. They got six of them. None of them know them. Why do they got six pastors? Because they don't want to sit under one. You know, because one say one thing they don't like, they're going to roll over to that one. Amen. Roll to this one. Amen. Russian roulette. You know, what you do? Hey, you don't like that word? Go get under this one. You don't like this one? Go get under that one. Some say scattered. So say scattered sheep. God doesn't want you scattered. He wants you together. Where is this one at? Where is that one at? When he saw the people were fainting and that they were scattered abroad, listen, he was moved with compassion. He said, the sheep are running everywhere. We got to build a wall. Woo! The Holy Ghost is moved. Moved for you because, let me tell you what, if the walls were built up, you'd have the power. You'd have that education that you need to have. Wouldn't be as difficult. Wouldn't be as hard. Everybody say, build the wall. People, I see the walls are down. I've heard the report. I've seen the situation. There was a movie out that said, enemy at the gate. We ain't even got no gate. Amen. Watch what happens when the wall is built. I'm going to read this prayer to you, and then we're going to let you go. Nehemiah 1, verse 5. And he said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven. Everybody get this prayer. Get this prayer. You'll stay where you are until you do something about it. But if we all get in agreement, all I need is one. All I need is one. Let's build the wall. Everything that we've gone through, what I figured out, we've gone through a lot of stuff in the last 5 years. Every onslaught that we've ever had is in the book of Nehemiah. The devil trying to distract people. Everything I figured out that if we could just go through the book of Nehemiah and pick out the prayers and pray the same prayers he prayed, we'd be all right. This is the first prayer. This is the prayer he prayed when he saw the condition. Okay? He said, I beseech thee, O God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear be attentive and thy eyes open that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night. For the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which have sinned against thee. Both I and my father have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments commandest thy servant Moses. Lawlessness, people. No governing values. People just don't say, hey, look, there are certain lines I'm just not going to cross. I'm a Christian. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. If you don't hold yourself to commandments, God will scatter. Amen. When Christians get to the point to where, listen, hey, look, there are certain things. Hey, look, I'm going to hold to this thing. This is a commandment of God. I'm going to stick to that. Amen. You will remain scattered until you get some governing values. But if you turn unto me, this is the only hope. It's not enough just to pray. Amen. He reminded God and said, listen, when you get to this condition, if we do this, he said, if you turn unto me and keep my commandments, repent, turn to Jesus and keep these commandments. And one of the commandments that he gave to this church, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Amen. Devotional life. There are commands that God sends forth and prophetic words that he puts on different people and different bodies of people. When you keep those commands, you won't be scattered. And do them, though you were cast out unto the uttermost parts of the heaven, yet will I gather them from hence and bring them to the place that I have chosen to set my name. How many want to see God do that? How many want to see God bring them back to the place where he puts his name? What you've got to do is do what he told you to do. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Just praise the Lord and keep the commandment of God. He'll bring them back, I promise you. It's a spiritual thing. Pastor Rod, what are you doing to bring them back? I'm getting in the word. 9 to 12, whatever it is. Amen. If he says praise him, I'm going to praise him. What's going to bring them back? We filled this house. You know, most of them are just out there. You know why they left? Because there were no walls. Many of the people, I mean, there are about 200 people out there right now, never offended. Never offended. Just wandered and drifted because there were no walls. Fix the walls. Finishing this prayer. Now, these are the servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servants and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. Why don't you stand up? Hallelujah. Speak it out prophetically. Build the wall. Say it again. Build the wall. Say it one more time. Build the wall. Forget about your stuff. I got to forget about my ministry. You need to hang that stuff up for a while. Just build the wall. Yeah, God wants to do some. How many of you realize that God wants to do some things in my life? Yeah, we could do a bunch of stuff. Amen. I could do this, do that, and so could you. But we're so content on doing whatever we got to build these little ministries and all this other stuff. Amen. With the walls down, ain't going to avail nothing. By the word of the Lord, just build the wall. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody get that in your mouth. And I'm not trying to discourage anybody because we know we got people out there. Those words, I know several of you have come with ministries. Don't be distracted in that. Get ready because God wants to use them. But let's build this wall so that when that thing goes forth, amen, you'll be able to keep what you get. Amen. God told me to do many things. You would not believe the prophetic words that are over my life. Amen. But I'm going to build the wall. Amen. We're going to build the wall together, amen? Amen? And after we get this wall built, then we'll go on and see your ministries grow and see your ministries take off and God do those things he wants to do. What are you going to do if you get sheep anyhow? Where are you going to keep them when you ain't got no walls? So say it's easy. Build the wall. Say it. I gotta get that. You'll be out of here. It's only you'll be out of here. Just say it again. I want to get it on the so you're very clear about what we gotta do.
Build the wall.
Build the wall. Look at the person beside you and say, build
the wall.
The wall. Look at another person, say, build the wall. I'm really excited about some of these wall builders we got. Woo! You come from a praying place, don't you, brother? I was so excited about Brother G. Whether y'all realize that or not, man, my spirit, amen, was going nuts at the possibility. Amen. I believe he's from Brother Cho's church. Real strong prayer place. And I heard it. We had another prayer warrior. My gosh, an imported prayer warrior from Korea. You don't get better. Oh, my God. Grab somebody by the hand. And you tell, I just push you. You're prophesying to him. Some of you might need to grab him by the neck. Hey, just grab a hold of somebody and prophesy that and command them, build that wall. Pray in the name of Jesus. Say, tell them, you build that wall. Cut that mess out and build the wall. Listen, if you build it, they'll come. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Tell somebody, say, if you build it, they'll come. If you don't build it, there's nothing for them to come to. Amen. What's my focus the next season? What's my focus the next season? Anybody I'm trying to reach to get to come in this place, it's builders.
Amen.
I want a bunch of sheep, amen, with no walls. I'm running all the way over here, running all the way over there, catching this one. I need some builders. Then we can get some sheep. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Prophesy it right now. Say, from the north, south, the east, and the west, we call forth supernatural, Holy Ghost filled, unified
builders
in the name of Jesus.
We declare
that the wall will be built, not just here in the Woodlands, but as the word of the Lord prophesied,
all the way around the border.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just pray. I'm done. You might want to pray in the Holy Ghost. That's what God's using you to do. It's real easy. Close your eyes and build the wall. And find everybody you can find that's supposed to do something and be something. When you find Sister Kathy, get that anointing on your hands and say, build the wall, Kathy. When she put that wallpaper up around the wall and painted and did that stuff, she's building the wall.
Amen.
Them saints getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and 6:30 in the morning driving to pray, building the wall. Becky out there ministering to people. Amen. When they want to lose it, amen. Glory to God, right in Wellspring and all this other stuff. That's building the wall. Brother Dean coming early, knowing we're going to start late anyhow. Amen. Glory to God. Building the wall. Everybody's doing something. Billy, you're doing something. Glory to God. Hang it in there. Watering word seed. Build the wall. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You want an explosion in your city? And I'm not just talking about in the Woodlands. You want God to do something greater than just a crowd? Build the wall and watch what happens.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Woo, thank you. Hallelujah. I'm done. It feels good in here. Hallelujah. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is in this place. Thank you, Father. You're a good God. You're a great God. I see it in the spirit, right? Oh, ho, ho. Christ is the cornerstone. Christ is the cornerstone. Hallelujah. And it says he's at the foundation and he's going to lay himself there. The anointing.
Build on the anointing.
Hallelujah. He said, you already got the cornerstone. That's the anointing. He is the cornerstone. Hallelujah. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is here. Build on it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, ha, he, hey, bosa, bale, deda, mama, ha, shile, bahai. Rako, humani, he, shela, handara, bovara, bahasi, biha. Ye, koma, oh, ha, la, bahai. Oh, ho, ho, wrap it. Dosama, bekeme, no samai, bekeshine, hede. Bahala, don't you dare get discouraged. Hallelujah. Don't you dare get discouraged. Don't you dare get downcast. Don't you dare get overwhelmed. Just overcome. Long ramana o salabada rubuvada baha sarabada de bashada haya. Bungo samahanda de buvada la ba siki mahana na high. Build the wall. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
I can't hear from you.
If I can hear,
then I know what to do.
I won't go alone.